don't stop, girl. You know I love it when you get your shine on. You and me be rocking all night long. Summer sky dripping rhinestones. Turn your party lights on, baby. Get your shine on, shine on. Baby, get your shine on. You and me be rocking all night long. Summer sky dripping rhinestones. Turn your party lights on, baby. Get your shine on, shine on. Baby, get your shine on. Baby, get your shine on.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Murder and terrorism charges filed against Luigi Mangione in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson 2 weeks ago in New York. Mangione caught in Pennsylvania after a five-day manhunt. He could arrive in New York City shortly, says ABC senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
His attorney now tells ABC News she expects Mangione to waive extradition on Thursday. He could appear in a New York court the same day. The lawyer declined to comment on the indictment itself, but if convicted, Mangione faces an almost certain sentence of life in prison without parole.
Madison, Wisconsin, still reeling after Monday's shooting at a private Christian school that left two dead, as well as the 15-year-old student who carried out the attack. Among the possible motives, bullying. The Washington Commanders are a step closer to returning their old home. A provision of Congress's short-term spending plan includes a transfer of land that's the site of the old RFK Stadium from the federal government to the District of Columbia. This is ABC News. In custody now in Moscow, an Uzbek man suspected in connection with the bombing that killed Russian General Igor Kirillov. Security officials in Russia say he was recruited by Ukraine. More from ABC News senior foreign correspondent Ian Pannell.
Kirillov, the highest-ranking military officer to be assassinated in Russia since the war began, killed just miles from the Kremlin. He was in charge of Russia's biological, chemical, and nuclear protection forces. Ukraine claiming responsibility, calling the general a war criminal and legitimate target, charging him with using banned chemical weapons against Ukrainian troops.
Rescue teams looking for survivors in the islands of Vanuatu after this week's big earthquake, the country's capital losing water after its reservoirs were destroyed. YouTube now working on a tool to combat AI fakes. The system would help celebrities track down AI-generated videos of them on YouTube so they can be taken down. Testing set to begin in the next few months. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From ABC News and Good Morning America, I'm Ginger Zee. Today's Brightly Moment is brought to you by Macy's. This holiday season, let Macy's be your guide to gifting. Moms have a knack for finding the perfect gifts, and every so often, a kid picks just the right present to show how much they care.
Who picked this out?
Me. I did.
It's so nice.
That's what happened when 8-year-old Hudson got his mom a doll that came with a very special memory. Hudson learned Molly was his mom's doll when she was a kid.
I brought her everywhere. I was obsessed with her, did everything with her. But I always talked about it like that was my favorite toy, and I can't believe I lost her.
That story of how Molly got lost, inspiring Hudson to work with his grandma to replace the cherished doll.
I just never had it in my wildest dreams that he would plan to get me my Molly back.
And the thoughtful gift creating a new cherished memory. This Brightly Moment has been brought to you by Macy's. This holiday season, let Macy's be your guide to gifting.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Officials provided more information on Tuesday and Monday's Abundant Life Christian School shooting. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes said investigators are working to verify a document some say is a manifesto written by the shooter, 15-year-old student Natalie Rupnow. Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway is defending the privacy of victims of the shooting. As a press conference wound down Tuesday, the mayor pushed back against reporters who pressed for victims' names. The mayor said it was none of the reporters' business who was harmed. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking nominations for the annual Ethical Hunter Award. Nominees are selected based on exceptional moral actions and character while out in the field. Nominations will be reviewed by a 5-person committee and can be submitted by mail or email by January 31st. Todd Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Final deadline to enroll is January 15th, paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have more snow on the way late tonight, tomorrow. We could end up with 2 to 3, maybe up to 4 inches of accumulation by the time it winds down late tomorrow. Today, though, partly cloudy, 24 tonight, down to 14. Snow will end late tomorrow with a high near 27. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. It's a beautiful town, great place to go. Explore Alex. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Capture my attention, make my heart stop and listen when you look my way. Blue jeans and a ball cap, thinking that you're all that, and I'm thinking the same. You got that something in. Your baby and the way you roll. So let's put down the drop top, burn a little black top off of that road. Baby, what we're waiting on? Stars are out, the night is young. If you wanna know, if I wanna go and get gone. Yeah, boy, I'm digging what you're doing. Yeah, boy, I'm trying to keep it cool, but you're making it hard. I'm wishing your arms were wrapping me up tight.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Kelsa Ballerini and Yeah Boy 909. And good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. This hour, we'll have Today in History and opening farm markets as well. With the Christmas holiday here and the holiday season in general, you might be traveling and out and about, staying at a hotel. Yeah, they have those things called resort fees. That's the extra fee they charge you every night. They don't tell you about it up front, but they do that at check-in. It's for, you know, like, oh, you get to make a free phone call. I have a cell phone, don't need that. Well, you can use the our free Wi-Fi service. Yeah, but I get all of that through my cell phone too, so I really don't need that. You can use our weight room. I don't work out, so I really don't use that. You know, they're called hidden, you know, they call them resort fees. There's all kinds of different types of hidden fees. Some of them are called junk fees for hotels and ticket events. Well, the FTC has announced it finalized a new rule. Businesses will now be required to show the true total price when they offer, display, or advertise any price of a live event ticket or short-term lodging. FTC Chair Lena Khan said people deserve to know up front what they're being asked to pay without worrying about that they'll later be settled with mysterious fees that haven't been budgeted and that they can't avoid. So, well, at least you'll know up front. See how well that works out. And there's George Strait. Check yes or no.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside Emmylou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow, and her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmylou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you wanna be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Emmylou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.
Got losers, chain smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got bikers, we've got thirsty hitchhikers, And the girls next door dress up like movie stars. I love this bar. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers. And we got hustlers, we got fighters, early birds and all-nighters. And the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar. I love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just walk in front door, puts a big smile on my face. It ain't too far. Come as you are. I love this bar. I've seen short skirts, we've got high techs, blue collared boys and rednecks. And we got lovers, lots of lookers. And I've even seen dancing girls and hookers. And we like to drink our beer from a mason jar. I love this bar. Yes, I do.
Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon. And I'm gonna love you.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. April's gonna rain and flowers gonna bloom. I'm gonna love you.
So good that it almost hurts. Steady and true as a Bible verse. My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can lose. Earth's gonna shake every now and then. Some runaway roads are gonna dead end. And on those days when the world feels cruel, I
was gonna put a few lines on her face.
We can cover it up, but hair's gonna gray.
Life's gonna fly and be gone too soon. And I'm gonna love you. Baby, I'm gonna love you.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Cody Johnson, Carrie Underwood, I'm Gonna Love You, 920. I'm Brian Winnekins. And if you missed last night's Durand, Arkansas, Elmwood Plum City Boys basketball game, you can watch it again on our website, on our live event streaming page. At realcountry1430.com, and just go to that page, and you'll be able to see the game from last night and also a few other games as well. And our streaming video being brought to you in part by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Well, it's the holiday season and time now to put on your favorite Christmas movies. And I don't consider Hallmark movies Christmas movies. Rotten Tomatoes is out with a new list of top 10 Christmas movies. The list, starting at number 10, includes It's a Wonderful Life, followed by Carol and Die Hard. There you go. Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Little Women clocks in at number 7. Then there's The Nightmare Before Christmas, followed by Klaus, Tangerine, and the original Miracle on 34th Street. The Shop Around the Corner, and according to Rotten Tomatoes, the number one, Meet Me in St. Louis. I'm going to pass on that. Put in Die Hard.
Believer City Church in Menominee holds community Bible discussions in towns throughout our region. Join us in Durand at the Cell Block Bar and Grill for a weekly Bible study every Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. No matter what church you attend, you're welcome to participate in this local Bible study. Our goal is to increase your knowledge, your discipleship, and your Christian fellowship. So drop in, enjoy some food and fellowship, and let's dig into God's Word together.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need 3 more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This Black Friday and Cyber Monday, data from Square, Afterpay, and Cash App revealed that businesses broke records with 144 million global transactions, up 18% from last year. Both in-store and online sales surged, up 17% and 21% respectively. Sellers used discounting to attract buyers with an average 19% off. Square's tools helped sellers meet the demand as holiday shopping fueled a rise in spending. Explore more shopping insights at squareup.com.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try. Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who wants to?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun.
All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not new, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Can't be late, I leave in plenty of time. Shaking hands with the clock, I can't stop. I'm on a roll and I'm ready to rock. Oh, I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. It says I'm running behind. I bet I pick up my pace. It's a race and there ain't no room for someone in second place. I'm in a hurry to get things done. I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. Until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why.
Used to dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill, losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps, running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch, holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world where my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. So could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy, little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. Thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses.
Wishing you and your family a happy holiday season from all of us at Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're away, he knows if you've been bad or good. So begin, for goodness sake, oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town, yeah. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're away, he knows if you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Faith Hill, Santa Claus is coming to town, 9:33. I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. While we were talking about movies, Christmas movies, the Rotten Tomatoes list, they got Die Hard on there as one of the top Christmas movies. Farmer Brian texted me and said, no, wait a minute, pal. Grumpy Old Man is much more of a Christmas movie than Die Hard. Come on! Well, I do like Grumpy Old Men, too. But it's just not Christmas until I see Hans Gruber fall from Nakatomi Plaza. Just saying. So what do you think? Is Grumpy Old Men more of a Christmas movie than Die Hard? You can send us a message on Facebook. Let's run down today in history for this December 18th. 1796, the Baltimore, Maryland Monitor was published as the first Sunday newspaper. My question is did they have colored comics? That was the best part of the Sunday newspaper as a kid, because they were in color, and of course they were bigger than just the regular edition of the newspaper. It was more, and there were more cartoons. Plus, you know what was really cool? You take the silly putty and you stick it on the cartoon and then pull it off and you get the image right there. It's pretty cool. Anyway, 1865, the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution goes into effect. That amendment abolished slavery. 1944, the Supreme Court ruled to uphold the wartime relocation and detainment of Japanese Americans. 1966, Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas aired for the first time on CBS, and I love that show. And I cheer for the Grinch. Just saying. I always do. And you know, I saw recently, speaking of the Grinch, think about it. The Who's, they're in a lot of other Dr. Seuss books. Green Eggs and Ham. The ham is green. There's only one Grinch. Think about it. Just think about it. What happened to the rest of the Grinches, right? 1971, Hall of Fame golfer Bobby Jones passed away at the age of 69. 1992, Hall of Fame television producer Mark Goodson passed away at the age of 77. He created several popular game shows, including Family Feud and The Price is Right. 1997, actor and comedian Chris Farley passed away at the age of 33. In 2000, newspaper heir Randolph Hearst, the last surviving son of William Hearst, passed away in New York at the age of 85. In 2008, Mark Felt, the man known to Americans for decades only as the infamous Deep Throat, passed away at the age of 95. Felt was a former FBI agent and was the informant who leaked information about the Watergate scandal to Washington Post reporters that eventually brought down President Richard Nixon. In 2005, more than 30 years after his information created the House of Cards that he eventually toppled Nixon, Felt admitted he was Deep Throat. In 2011, the last U.S. combat soldier left Iraq, putting an end to 9 years of war in Iraq that had toppled the Saddam Hussein regime. 2015, Star Wars, The Force Awakens, was released on this day, taking in more than $100 million in the U.S. and Canada. Not bad. The film would go on to become the highest grossing film of 2015. In 2016, Hungarian actress Zsa Gabor passed away at the age of 99. Wow. And that's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Market update being brought to you in part by Jerry Bear & Sons and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Milk markets are mostly higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. January milk up 2 to 2053. February up 3 to 2008. March up 2 to 2001. April milk steady at 1960. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly lower after live and feeder cattle markets were sharply higher yesterday, but we do have some profit taking. And again, the trade's still waiting to see what the cash demand might actually be like. Hog futures, they continue to move now mostly higher here to start the day. Some technical buying in the markets after the big losses from yesterday, but the trade's still watching that consumer demand. December live cattle down 25 cents to 192. January feeder cattle down 45 cents to 257.02. February hogs up 5 cents to 83.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets are moving mostly lower. Soybeans also moving mostly lower. South American weather remains favorable. Also, the continuing resolution to fund the government may not include the dollar per gallon blending credit for renewable diesel. That's helping to pressure the bean markets. Now, wheat prices are mostly higher on firming global prices as well. March corn now down a half to 443. January beans down 14 to 962 and three quarters. March wheat in Chicago up 4 to 549.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have more snow on the way late tonight, tomorrow. We could end up with 2 to 3, maybe up to 4 inches of accumulation by the time it winds down late tomorrow. Today, though, partly cloudy, 24 tonight, down to 14. Snow will end late tomorrow with a high near 27. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. It's a beautiful town, great place to go. ExploreAlex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I love my boots broken, I love my camo hat. Don't mind a little paint on my jeans, yeah, I roll like that. I love driving my truck across a railroad track. If you hit it too quick, it'll hit you right back. My whole world back in my innocent days. I love that little white church out on 109. It's where I hit my knees and I thank the Lord for this life of mine.
Again, maybe my heart will never mend,
I'm glad for all the good times, 'cause you brought me so much sunshine, and love was the best it's ever been. I wouldn't have missed it for the world, wouldn't have missed loving you, girl. You've made my whole life worthwhile with your smile. I wouldn't trade one memory, 'cause you mean too much to me. Even though I lost you, girl, I wouldn't have missed it for the world. They say that all good things must end. Love comes and goes just like the wind. You've got your dreams to follow, but if I had the chance tomorrow, you know I'd do it all again. Your smile, I wouldn't trade one memory, 'cause you mean too much to me. Even though I lost you, girl, I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Try. let's do what we do best. I guess everybody's got their way of moving on. Girl, rest your head one more time in my bed. Love me like you love me when you love me and you didn't have to try.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD and Luke Bryan, Kiss Tomorrow Goodbye, 7:51. I'm Brian Winnikins. Be listening for Jesse Allen with Agriculture of America this afternoon. I'll have the latest news and issues affecting rural America. That'll be from 3 till 4 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. So you're not sure what to get that heart for buy for friend or family member? Well, we have the perfect gift. It could either be described as payback or love. If you go down, you have to go to Fargo, however. Just walk past the Norwegian gnomes and cardamom cookies at Stable in downtown Fargo. Right next to the Lefse scented candles. How about this? The Lutefisk candle. Ugh. There's one problem. You can't open it up inside the store to smell it. according to the owner, Sue Rush, who says, the best is when we see their face when they smell it, and they're all very curious until they take a big whiff. There's a sign, too. It says the candle jar top is sealed up, and if you want to smell the Lutefisk candle, you have to go outside. To me, that's not love. That's definitely payback.
The Dairy Farm families of AMPI are proud to share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Find the Dinner Bell Creamery brand in your favorite store and bring home the taste of farm-fresh goodness. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, our commitment runs deep to care for our land, animals, cooperative, and communities. The result is award-winning butter and cheese, where the heart of the Midwest shines through in every flavorful bite. Find us online at dinnerbellcreamery.coop or follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Dinner Bell Creamery, co-op crafted by farmers, made for families.
Today I sentence you to lunch in jail. That's right, jail. The Cell Block in downtown Durand features a homemade soup and salad bar Tuesday and Wednesday from 11 to 2 and all day Thursday and Friday during Fish Fry Fridays. Join the Cell Block for bingo Tuesday nights at 6:30 and open mic every second and fourth Thursdays from 6 to 9 p.m. Visit the Cell Block's Facebook page for daily specials and get yourself locked up for lunch today at the Cell Block in downtown Durand.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Ash
sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now Christmas cookies are a special treat. The more I bake, the more I eat. And sometimes I can't get myself to stop. Sometimes I wait till he's asleep, and I'll take the ones that he didn't eat, and I'll put those little sprinkly things on the top. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. Well, I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Those sprinkly things just make things worse, 'cause it makes them taste better than they did at first. And they're absolutely impossible to resist. Some disappear to who knows where. Well, I make dang sure that I get my share, and the dogs just stand there waiting for the ones I missed. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. Well, I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. He gets mad that they're all gone before I get the icing put on. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now there's a benefit to all of this that you might have overlooked or missed. So now, let me tell you the best part of it all. Time I stick another batch in the oven, there's 15 minutes for some kissing and a hugging. That's why I eat Christmas cookies all year long. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Lainey Wilson and Christmas Cookies. 9:58. Happy National Twin Day today. Whether fraternal or identical, twins share everything right from the beginning. While their personalities may be different, they often know what the other is going to say even before the words are spoken. Distance isn't an issue either. Twins manage to stay connected across the country or around the globe. Mythology teaches us about twins from the very beginning, as does the Bible, from the rivalry of Esau and Jacob to Aphrodite's twin sons, as well as the mortal and immortal twins of the constellation Gemini. We explore a host of human conditions. Of course, there's some interesting twins as well, even in the Big Bang Theory. Sheldon Cooper humorously depicted their twin lives, but real-life twins intrigue us too. Remember Barbara and Jenna Bush? The White House twins? You bet. So I guess, you know, happy National Twins Day to all of the twins. The identical twins, we had a identical twins in my high school class. And yep, you couldn't tell the difference. It was like one could pretend to be the other all the time. National World News from ABC Radio News coming up next on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand Mondovi Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. I'm Brian Winnikins. Make it a great Wednesday.
ABC NBC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Federal Reserve